This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A year ago today, a gunman walked into a gay nightclub in Florida, opened fire, killing 49 people and injuring 53 others. After the attack, some businesses shut their doors for more than a week, and as Matt Petrillo in Orlando reports, some of those businesses are still struggling.
It's a busy morning inside the Dunkin' Donuts on Orange Avenue in Orlando. Store manager Betsy R. says business is finally picking up again after the shooting at Pulse Nightclub. There's also been a sense of community among businesses she hasn't seen before. Many still display Orlando United banners in storefronts.
They got really knitted. I mean, and it's sad to say that something bad has to happen for it to be that way.
The donut chain sits right next to Pulse. The nightclub has never reopened, but it has become a makeshift memorial. Visitors from all over the world come by to pay their respects. Ours watches through a store window. For her, it all serves as a daily reminder of the lives lost.
The people who passed away, they used to come in here all the time, so it's not easy at all.
This part of Orange Avenue is filled with medical offices, restaurants, and retail shops.
Tax accounts at $1,383.
But not every business has bounced back.
Anything else?
Here at Innovative Electronics, a few stores down from Pulse, Glennis Martin is ringing up a customer.
Things slow down a lot.
Martin says after the shooting, many of the businesses here lost money. First, because police closed this part of Orange Avenue for 9 days after the shooting to process the scene, so businesses had to shut down too. When they finally did reopen, there was less foot traffic. Martin estimates his electronics store has been losing $4,000 to $5,000 a month since the shooting.
You know, it's just people tend to not come this way because of that building sitting there, you know. I don't think they want to see the building is what it is.
Now Pulse's owner has proposed transforming the makeshift memorial into a permanent one with input from the community. In Orlando, I'm Matt Petrillo for Marketplace.